My name is Clarence Rick Napier, CEO at 321 BizDev LLC, a consulting firm based in Sacramento County, California. Our website is 321bizdev.com. 321 BizDev is not a marketing company. 321 BizDev is a sales systems and business development company supporting attorneys, CPAs, corporate dental franchisers, independent dentists, home health providers, home builders, medical groups, plastic surgeons, insurance brokers, real estate brokers, restaurants, tattoo shops, boutique shops, hairstylists, HVAC companies, and plumbers. With 8 years experience working as a Fortune 500 company sales manager in Los Angeles, I'm also a military veteran and a former San Francisco club DJ. I started 321 BizDev LLC in 2014 to help small business owners with front-end sales activities training not available to 99% of small business owners. 321 BizDev provides expert sales productivity and sales performance solutions for growth that work. Every solution we discuss on this podcast, 321 BizDev can perform. I can be reached at 726-999-0999. Today's podcast title is California is last out of 50 states in well-run states for business, but there is a silver lining. Hello, it's Tuesday, May 11th. This is Rick from the West Coast. The truth is it takes effort and leadership to be number one in anything. The motivation for this article and podcast episode comes from a recent article from the California Globe. The article and episode content is about what it takes to generate revenue in a business climate where achieving success is close to finding a needle in a haystack. For my international readers and listeners, the idiom or slang, finding a needle in a haystack, is something that is very difficult to find or locate. This post and episode is about how to deal with a near hostile business environment. Let's look at some of the challenges that currently exist in California and probably New York, impacting revenue growth and some possible solutions. The first challenge is the smart money is leaving the state. That's right, the smart money in California, and I would also guess in New York, because a lot of New Yorkers, I believe, last month I heard that 1 million New Yorkers have fled New York for other states. So here is the solution. The remaining businesses will statistically have less competition. Here in California, many large companies have left the state. The good news is small businesses generate as much as 88% of the state's gross domestic product. And the state GDP, or gross domestic product, simply means that when you add up all the money that is generated in California, 88% of the money comes from the small independent restaurants, the dental clinics, the mom and pop stores, the auto mechanic shops, and every place you see a small business that has like less than 50 employees, the majority or 88% of the state's gross domestic product comes from these small businesses. Here's the next challenge. State taxes and regulations impede profitability. So there are two solutions to overcome this challenge. The first one, take control of marketing your business to the public. Many small businesses invest a disproportionate amount of money on marketing campaigns that do not work. The second solution is many businesses do not market their products or services at all because they now understand that marketing campaigns do not work for small businesses. Therefore, small business owners must take control of the five front-end sales activities, which are contacting, prospecting, appointment setting, closing, and getting zero-cost referrals. So what if your business is not in California or New York? There are two answers to this question. Number one, if your business is not in California nor New York, then your business environment is now where California's business climate was in the 1990s. I recommend you work hard with your local leaders in your metropolitan areas to ensure that your business environment remains healthy. The second answer is, the interesting thing about sales is the work must be done regardless if your state has a booming economy like Florida or Texas, as the article in the California Globe states, or a bust economy like California and New York. Texas and Florida, according again to the California Globe article, might have the number one and number two economies, but this fact just means that more companies in Texas and Florida are pursuing the same customers. Bust versus boom, doesn't matter. The work must be done to build your business regardless of the state that you're in. 321 BizDev can help any small business owner succeed if there is business to be done. If this podcast episode provoked some deep thought about improving your sales performance, please do not hesitate to contact me, Rick Napier, at 726-999-0999. Interested parties can also visit 321bizdev.com/services to complete a 5-minute questionnaire so 321 BizDev can learn more about your current sales situation or learn about your current or past experiences with trying to improve sales performance. Please complete the questionnaire and a 321 BizDev specialist will contact you within 2 business days. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast episode. Make it a great day.